Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? It is Crockett, and on the line, we have the defending Maple Grove winner, defending Top Fuel World Champion, and going to be at the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series Countdown to the Championship, Brittany Force. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Brittany, we know you have some famous family names in the sport with your father, John, winning 16 Funny Car Championships. How exactly do you find yourself getting into the racing sport?
Oh, well, you know, I really grew up around the sport. I mean, my parents have pictures of me out at the drag strip with a pacifier in my mouth with all my sisters. So really, I grew up at these racetracks all over the United States. You know, we followed my dad around. In the summertime, we'd load up our suitcases and go on the road to see dad because he worked a lot and he didn't come home much. So it was, you know, we'd be chasing him around. And, you know, when we started going to these tracks, they kind of became home to us. Everyone out there, my dad's team, crew guys, other drivers that, you know, my sister and I compete against now became family to us. So it really is a, you know, a family sport. I grew up at such a young age, fell in love with it from the stands. I never thought I'd be driving. And when I turned 17, I got into a super comp dragster. I competed there for about 3 years, and I did a fuel dragster for 3 years. And then really I had the opportunity to test in top fuel car. And if you would have asked me 10 years ago if I'd ever be in a top fuel car, I'd tell you there's no way I'd ever get in one of those things. They're absolutely nuts. And but the opportunity came along, and I said, sure, put me in it. And I fell in love with it. I went testing for an entire year in a top fuel car, and it was Las Vegas. I made my first full pass down the drag strip, and I knew I was going nowhere else but that direction. I fell in love with the car, and that's how it all began for me.
Now, I know you also have a certificate in teaching. So the certificate in teaching come first, then you said, now I'm going to stick with the racing, or did that come after?
Actually, it came first. I was driving A-field dragster for 3 years, I was just driving part-time, about 16 races a year, and I was going to school earning my teaching credentials. So, you know, I kind of finished that up around the same time, and then right when I got done with it, that's when I had the opportunity to get into a top fuel car, right around the same time. And, you know, my plan was I wanted to test in it, but I wanted to go back to A-fuel. I loved A-fuel. I mean, 265 miles per hour in A-fuel, that was fast enough for me. And, you know, my plan was, you know, to get in the car, really get competitive for a few years and go back to teaching, but find a balance between the two, maybe just do some races in the summer. And like I said, when I got into that top fuel car, everything changed. I mean, it's a whole different animal than my A-fuel car, and I fell in love with it. And I went out, my rookie season was in 2013, so that seems, I mean, like yesterday. I can't believe I've been out here for, you know, this many years, but we've had some success over the years, and it's something, it's, you know, just where we started from and where we are now. It's something I'm very proud of.
Now, you talk, how fast do the cars go?
Well, I drive a top fuel dragster. They go 330 miles per hour in less than 4 seconds. My top speed is 332 miles per hour.
So you're going fast.
Yeah, it's pretty dang fast. Now, it's 10,000 horsepower. The ground shakes. Your eyes burn. I mean, it's incredible if you've never been to a drag race.
So when you're in the driver's seat and you're going that fast, does it, as an athlete, does it kind of slow down for you, or if you blink, you're done?
I mean, it's fast. It really is fast, but it does slow down. Years of experience really teach you that. The first few times I told you that year I was testing in a top fuel car. I spent a whole year before I actually was competing with somebody in the lane next to me, and I needed every bit of that year because, you know, the first few months of it, we'd go out and you don't ever, when you're getting licensed in a car, you don't ever just jump in the thing and go all the way down the drag strip. You work your way down. You go 60 feet, you go 300 feet, and you work your way down until you adjust to it. And the first few times, like going to half track, you know, my crew chief, my dad was obviously out there. teaching me, you know, they told me go out to the, you know, the 600 foot cone, go out. And I would come back every time. And I would tell them, I don't have a clue where I'm at. It blows past you so fast. Like I couldn't tell you if I was at 60 feet or 600 feet. And like, I sat down with my dad and Robert and asked them like, how do you adjust to this? Like, I can't tell you where I'm at. And, you know, they said in time, it'll slow down. Don't worry. Your eyes will adjust. Everything will kind of slow down and it'll fall into place. And they were right. It did. Now it's crystal clear going down that drag strip, but comparing now from day one, it's a world of difference. That's for sure.
Speaking of a world of difference, is it difficult leaving the drag strip and then getting into your regular car? Do you sometimes have to fight the urge to fly through traffic?
No. I mean, I do have a little bit of road rage when you get behind people. but no, it's so different. It's, you know, climbing in my race car, I have about 25, 30 pounds of gear on. So I am like covered head to toe and you get strapped in this thing. My belts are so tight. I could barely breathe. It's nothing like copping in your everyday, you know, car. It's completely different. It's nothing like that. So no, it's not the same. It is different.
And you are the driver of the Monster Energy Top Fuel Dragster. What can we expect? What sets everything apart from the NHRA motorsport?
You know, the great thing about our sport is you have access anywhere. Fans that come out, you know, to enjoy the weekend, you can get anywhere. You sit up in the stands and you know, watch these cars go down the racetrack, and then you come right back to the pit. You can watch these crew guys tear an engine apart and rebuild it. You could meet the drivers. I mean, you have access everywhere, and that's one of the greatest things about our sport. You know, there's no boundaries anywhere. And, I mean, it's NHRA drag racing. It's the greatest sport out there. It's, like I said, when those cars launch off the starting line, your eyes are burning. I mean, your ears are ringing. The ground is shaking. You feel it in your chest. It's like nothing else.
I'm telling you can feel the excitement just in your voice. I gotta imagine when you step out of that race car, your adrenaline has to be at top notch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, half the time people ask me, do you hold your breath on a run? What do you do? And I mean, 4 seconds is so fast. I'm thinking about 100 other things. The last thing I have time to think about is what my breathing, what I'm doing in the car. And when I jump out on the other end, gosh, you would have guessed that I ran down the racetrack. I mean, out of breath, can't breathe, can't catch my breath. But yeah, that's the adrenaline that it's all of it that comes with it.
And the adrenaline is coming to the Maple Grove Raceway Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are available at maplegroveraceway.com. Brittany Force, thanks so much for joining us on the show and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. And you guys have to come out. I'm excited. I'll be running the Advanced Auto Parts car, Advanced Auto Parts Monster Energy. So my car's going to have a new look this weekend. But I'm excited to be back. We actually won the race last year, so I'm anxious to get back and, you know, we're planning to do it again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.